sometimes pine cones. Mm-hmm. Kindling was not necessarily wood. It was what you used to kindle the fire, but usually it was very thin, split little pieces of wood, mm-hmm. because then they caught easily.
What about
and then you put the bricks on, then you put the larger logs uh-huh. on.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a big piece of wood that you could set toward the back of the fireplace that might burn all night?
Just the log, I guess, but they did always call it the back log.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that forms in the chimney, the black
soot.
And what you shovel out?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in a room of the, well, that thing there would be called a...
Just a chair. Possibly an armchair, but mostly just a chair. Armchair, to me, is something a little bit more... for instance, the chair in the next room that has a wonderful back to it and what have you, that Chippendale armchair back there. Those loungers there would probably be called an armchair.
What would you call this longer thing that we're sitting on?
I'd call it a sofa or a couch. Either one, interchangeably.
Uh-huh. Any other names, old-fashioned names or anything?
Not that I would call it.
And what sort of things would people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Well, I have a closet, and I have, I've heard it called bureau. We call it mostly just the chest, you know, mm-hmm. chest of drawers. I've heard it called a bureau, and they used to call it a long time ago a chiffonier. But I don't call it a chiffonier.
That
I never have. I just remember it's being called
uh-huh.
that.
That just has drawers in it?
Just has drawers in it. And we've never had an armoire in either my mother's house or ours, but we do have them over at the French Trading Post. And those, I've also heard these called a clothes press
uh-huh.
or an armoire. I think the armoire comes because of the French influence, but
mm-hmm.
but they also were called clothes presses.
They were something you could hang clothes in?
They were something that you could hang clothes, but some clothes presses had shelves in them, and you could put your linens in them, and your linens were not necessarily sheets and towels. They were a gentleman's linens,
uh-huh.
which meant shirts and things like that.
And
that's an old-fashioned term. Nobody refers
uh-huh.
to gentlemen's shirts anymore as his linens.
What general name would you have for the different chairs and things you'd have in your house? You'd call that all the...
Well, if you want to start in the dining room, you have armchair and side chairs.
Or just a general name for the...
You mean like just furniture?
Mm-hmm.
Furniture.
And something on, something on rollers you can put in a window to pull down.
Shade.
Huh?
Shade.
And
or window shade.
The covering on the house is called the...
Roof.
And the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Gutters.
Is that built in or is it hung or what?
Depends on the house. I have some that are built in around my mine. In fact, all of mine were built in, but they were always full of leaves, so I've had them covered, and now my roof drips
mm-hmm.
so that I have a drip line, and it's much easier because the leaves all get in and gum it up.
What do you mean, drip line?
Well, you say the instead of being collected in a gutter and running off the side like it used to,
mm-hmm.
It just drips all around so that, you know, it just comes down
oh,
in
I
little
see.
Sheets as a drip line all the way around. That's the drip line is the line really that you hit get on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that's on the roof.
And say if you have a house and an L, you know, the place where the roofs join, that low place would be called a...
Valley.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things like old broken furniture that weren't any good, what might you call that? You say one?
Junk, I guess.
Uh-huh.
A junk.
Uh-huh.
No, it's worthless. It's just junk.
And a room that could be used to store odds and ends in would be...
Storeroom. Possibly attic, uh-huh. if it's up on the third floor, you know.
And say a woman would say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what to it?
Straighten it up.
And the thing...
Clean it.